Blog Talk Radio.
As the legend goes, an old Cherokee was teaching his grandson about life. He said to the boy, "A fight is going on inside me. It is a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, guilt, lies, superiority, and ego. The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, humility, kindness, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you, and inside every other person too." The grandson thought about it for a minute, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed."
Broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter, but I see it in you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, mountains, we gon' walk it out, and ooh, mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day. I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand times again. And I'll rise up, I like the waves. I'll rise up in spite of the ache. I'll rise up, and I do it a thousand.
Like we say on the show, it's feel like we're in the fire before rising out of the ashes. So, rising up. Amen. Bienvenidos. Good evening. Excuse me. Good evening. Good afternoon or good morning. It all just depends on what part of the world you're listening. Bienvenidos, K-Tal, Namaste, Oki, and welcome to another episode of the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. My name is Will Green, holding down one half of our hosting duties.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
That's right. That's right. You know what day it is. Holding down the other half of our hosting duties. Some call him the Lion's Historian. Others call him Unc. I just simply call him my best friend. He's my dad, Bill Green. What's happening? Hey. You see, I'm having a little fun in the studio already.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday, hump day.
Hey. What's happening? That was funny. It's funny how you have to go all the way back to the beginning of the script in order to get it right. No, just jumping right into it. I hear you, man.
Yeah, that's how
well practiced you are. There ain't no starting the song right from where I am. I got to start it from the beginning so everybody get it. Right on. Right on, man. Feels good to be back in Frisco, you know, after a replenishing week in Austin. No question about it. I had a little adventure in my studio room this afternoon. I had to kind of chuckle. I don't know if you're familiar with the original sci-fi movie Rodan, but it's about this giant prehistoric bird that comes back to life as a result of nuclear tests. That's all the science fiction movies of the 50s did. But anyway, so the movie goes, and just when they think they got Rodan pinned down, suddenly there's a great movement in the earth, and another Rodan appears. And the dude says, "Call Washington. Let them know there are two Rodans." So I'm in my room, and out of nowhere, this fly isn't just flying around. It makes it a point of either landing on my hand or landing on my finger. I mean, it's trippy, creepy, trippy, creepy. You know, and I'm shooing it away. And so I just said, you know, I'm not going to be doing battle with this fly while we're trying to do the show tonight. So I had to bring out the heavy artillery. I brought out some Raid, and I cornered it in the bathroom, and I'm spraying like a fool. And it's running out, and I'm chasing it, spraying. I sprayed so much, I damn near passed out. So I found myself a mask. I found the mask, you know, and and I thought I had it pinned, and I just sprayed it like there was no tomorrow. Came back all smug and sat down, and about 2 seconds later, the damn thing landed on my hand again.
Oh, wow.
So I looked at the can, and the can said, you know, shake vigorously if it's been sitting for a while. So I shook it, and I'm ready for the fly. And, man, it was hilarious. And finally I saw it again, and I, you know, but I had my mask on now, so I'm ready to do death to this thing. And sprayed it some more. Thought I had it pinned, man. Doggone, it came back again. So it was like laying on some stuff, you know, some clutter, whatever you want to call it, on my little stand over here. And I saw a magazine in the corner of my eye and eased up on the thing and whack, got it. And I said, all these modern conveniences that damn near killed me. And all I had to do was just do what we used to do. Whack it with a magazine, not even a fly swatter. You know, we never had one of those things. Yeah, you know, so now I'm really feeling better about myself because I even prayed to the Lord. Lord, look, I know it's one of your critters, but it's either him or me. Now I'm about to kill myself with this rage. So, you know, so job done, right? Now I can sit down and focus on tonight's show, you know. Doggone if another one flew by me, and I thought,
Carl
Washington, there's two Rodans. I don't know why that movie popped into my head. Anyway, so I didn't decide to kill myself with any more spray. I went on the hunt, and I think I got it. I don't know. I haven't seen it. We might just be hiding, but I haven't seen it for about a half hour now. But I just thought that. Of course, I thought it was funny because I cracked me up. I don't know why. That movie, man, I ain't seen that movie since Skippy was a puppy. But it just popped in my head. Carl Washington, there's two Rodans. Anyway.
No, that's hilarious, man. That's hilarious. I know we've all been there with the flies, man. You know, like Elmer Fudd with the big shotguns trying to get the fly.
Trying to get the weapon. Yeah. Okay, man, enough of my levity for tonight, man. Jocularity, right?
Jocularity.
Let me get out the way so you can do your due diligence, man.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this early stage of our one-hour shows, we like to remind you all a couple of things. The first thing is that we have some ways that you can engage with us. We always extend the offer, the invitation, if you will, to you all, the listeners, to be a part of our show. So we have a couple of different ways that you can not only listen but engage with us. Mondays and Wednesdays, our live shows, again, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. First thing is that we want to make sure you grab a pen and pad, pencil and paper, a post-it note, a marker, you know, the back of an envelope or a napkin. We just want to make sure you've got something to write with in case you have any questions, any comments. Who knows? You might pick up something from our banter, you know, besides trying to shake vigorously old Raid cans. You know, you might pick up something from our discussion, and we want to make sure you don't miss anything. So if you do have any questions or comments and you do want to, again, share those questions, comments, or just engage with us in the show, give us a shout-out, whatever, there's a couple of different ways you can do it. One way is that you can call in directly, and hopefully you've got something to write with. Our number here is 516-453-6094. Again, that's 516-453-6094. And when you're ready to jump on in with us, press the 1 button on your keypad, and that'll put your number in our queue, and we'll bring you in as soon as we can. Another way that you can chat with us is in the chat room on the Blog Talk Radio site. That's blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhouseeffects. That's the letter FX at the end. With your free Blog Talk Radio account or profile, you can access the chat room, which is located at the bottom of our episode page. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we always have ye olde Facebook that's available. I know many of us use Facebook in different ways. Whenever Dad travels, I don't send him a message to see if he's okay first. I always go to Facebook and see if he responds on Facebook first before I find out he's okay. That's just a little slight jab. But no, seriously, we always set up our event page on Facebook. We know how easy it is for people to access. So on the event page that you received an invitation, you can go to the discussion tab and post any questions or comments or anything like that, positive, of course, on that page as well. So there you have it from your friends here at the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. Thank you.
Right on, man. Uh-oh, you still there?
I'm still there.
Yeah, I hear you chuckling. Yeah. Yeah, so right on, man. I tell you, it's just a pleasure to hear you do that due diligence in the way you do it. I see Adam is in the chat room. I was greeting him, and I made a typo. So instead of Zup, Adam, I got Zuo. I'm sure he knows what it means.
It kind of looks like Cuzzo, but it's like...
Yeah, it's Zuo. Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's weird. I had a question for you. You had mentioned you're running around the room and you got your mask on and stuff like that. And so I'm glad you didn't suck all those fumes in. But anyway, mask. You mentioned mask, and I wanted to ask you a question. Do you still wear a mask?
I always have one in the ride. And depending on the situation, and I always ask first, you know, like if I'm with somebody going somewhere, do they require a mask? But I always have one handy. And depending on the situation or whatever's going on in the world these days, I slap one on in a heartbeat, dude. You know, mainly because, you know, I'm a senior citizen. So we're at the top of the endangered species list anyway, you know, with everything that's going on. Yeah. So like, I just got so accustomed to it. It became like second nature. And, I haven't lately, but I usually update my home COVID test kits. I just threw out a batch. I need to get cause they're free. You know, it's crazy not to have them. You know, I don't care. You know, they say, you know, whatever the degree of effectiveness is, the bottom line is it's better than no test. So, you know, to answer your question, sorry, I haven't used up all my allotted 1,000 words. Now, as far as like if I'm just like walking down the street, no. Or, but if I was to take like Greyhound bus, because I used to ride that to Austin, I definitely would slap that bad boy on. Yeah.
Yeah, I sometimes
to me it
sometimes
doesn't
I
make
do.
Much sense. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
It doesn't make much sense. What? Go ahead.
To wear one in a restaurant because you know COVID, you know ain't stupid. You know it doesn't say, oh well, they got their mask on and they got this little, you know, this little sneeze screen up, so we won't jump over this screen and we won't go at their table. And even when they take their mask off, because they're still behind these screens, you know, we'll leave them alone. It reminds me when I used to go to AA meetings and they had smoking section, non-smoking section in the same room, just separated by an aisle, you know. So
yeah.
Non-smokers sat on one side of the aisle, smokers sat on the other. And so it's like the smoke would just stay on that side of the room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of like the virus, man. So I don't discern like I used to, but I never really did at restaurants. I mean, I'd wear it because you had to wear it to get in. And then they said you could take it off to eat. They weren't going to make you have to cut a slit through the mask and try to shove
the mask
through the slit.
Right. Give me a straw or something, you know.
Yeah, I'm
right.
Surprised nobody came out with a little trap, you know, trap door mask where you could just, like, Velcro it open and then Velcro it closed.
Oh,
just open
I'm
it
sure
to shove
somebody,
in food, close it while you're chewing.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody made something. You know,
there
was a lot of inventions. First couple of years. I was just asking, you know, because sometimes, you know, like you, I keep one in the ride. I keep a couple of them in the ride. You know, sometimes there's still businesses that require it, but you know,
right.
I at times, you know, when I'm gigging with the deliveries, you know, like going into the warehouse, I might throw it on, you know, and even sometimes when I go to people's houses, because some people, I don't, you know, it varies, you know. Sometimes I wear a mask, though, because I don't want the cameras catching my face, but that's just me being paranoid.
Well, you know what I say? You know, just because I'm paranoid don't mean they ain't talking about me behind my back.
Exactly.
All right.
So I
dropped my jocularity.
I was just, you know, just curious. You know, the use of masks has gone down like 29%. You know, most recently. I was just wondering because we don't really talk about COVID and masks and stuff, and so I just wanted to throw that at you.
Yeah, good deal, man. And plus, you know, because many states in California slated to do it next year have resolved, I guess, or declared that the pandemic is over. So, you know, like, and, you know, and I don't mean in defiance to the CDC, but as a result of CDC reports. So, you know, so you're right. We haven't talked about or updated the latest information about COVID. And that's kind of scary, too, you know, especially now that we're moving into the colder months, you know, with all the different variations and flu season upon us.
Exactly.
And if for nobody else, I just want to speak to my old guard, you know, like your Aunt Brenda just got her shot today. As soon as I get my appointment with Doc, I'll get my shot, you know, or if it looks like it's going to take too long, I'll just go to the local pharmacy and let them go ahead and slam me, you know. Right on, man. Good catch. Good deal. Way to go. Way to update. Right on.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So this week, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing out there? I didn't ask that earlier. How y'all doing out there? I just called this a check-in because I just want to, again, present the opportunity for everyone to know that our lines are open and that we have ways that you can engage with us. But, you know, Dad and I always ask at the beginning of the show, how you doing? How's it going? But I wanted to ask you all as well, how y'all doing out there? You know, how's it going? In the description, we mentioned you were going to talk about OPEC today. And also the midterms are coming close, man. And
yeah.
So, and a couple weeks away or so.
Well, yeah, about 3 weeks. Yeah, right around that. Yeah, it's right on us, no question about it. You know, and you can bet, you know, that as it even gets tighter, I don't know why, but I guess there's no getting around it. I'm just going to avoid as much as possible any commentary or any posts about it. But it seems that the media is just determined to keep shoving Trump down our throat, throats, you know.
Yeah.
And but, you know, the other side of it, if I may, I don't want to cut you off. I don't want to take you off stride if you were getting ready to jump on.
Go ahead. I can come back. Go ahead. I don't want you to lose your thought.
Well, I won't.
I'm good.
I just wanted to mention, thinking about Trump, I don't know why, I just wanted to mention your boy,
Yee.
So it's not Kanye, it's Yee. Okay. So
Yee,
thank you for telling
whatever.
Me. You say potato, I say potato. Yee or Yay or you know, the yak or whatever, you know. I see he's been all over the news this month. And again, why? I mean, it's like he's the latest version of a Dennis Rodman, you know, where he was getting all this ink about going to North Korea and now Russia. I mean, anyway, Kanye, you know, because he said he would have voted for Trump if he had voted. See, to me, that would be the news, not that he would have voted for Trump, but why didn't you vote, dude? You know, he said that he would go get DEFCON 3 on Jewish people, you know, and he since has apologized for, you know, that insensitive comment that he sure had hurt a lot of people. Okay, you know, right. But he would go, what prompts this kind of, you know, ignoramus response? Whatever. And during a recent appearance on The Drink, just when I think Yay or Yee couldn't annoy me any further, any farther, you know, and in a recent appearance on The Drink Champ podcast, as reported by Desi Gomez of The Rap, I guess The Rap is like a newsletter in Hollywood, you know, so it's like the official Hollywood gossip paper or something. You know, his quote was, if you look, the guy's knee, meaning convicted murderer Derek Chauvin, wasn't even on his neck like that. You know, talking about George Floyd, of course. Yee is now facing a $250 million lawsuit from the family of George Floyd as a result of his comment.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, but what? I just don't understand why that, you know, maybe you can help me understand, man, because I'm lost.
Well, I mean, you know, there's certain people, I mean, both of them, Trump and Kanye and a few other people who just automatically spark that dialogue. It may not
be. Okay, I get it, but Trump was the president. So I can get how, and he has a tremendous influence on a select group of the GOP candidates running for office. A lot of people still believe he has some clout. So I get that. But he's an ex-president. But Yay or Yee, you know, other than naming his daughter Northwest, it still makes me laugh. Well, you know, anyway, I hear you, man. I guess what I'm asking is what makes it newsworthy? That's all I'm wondering, you know. Or is it newsworthy to you?
It's I've always been a fan of his music. And so to me it's news because this is how he's presenting some things about himself in the public. So to me, it's news in that regard. Now, what prompted him or why he said it, you know, I don't know. You know, does he really have serious mental challenges or is he a genius? I don't know, you know.
But I wasn't asked. I hear you, but I wasn't even getting into all that. I was just wondering what makes it newsworthy. You know, he's a performer, an entertainer, just like the millions of those around. Yeah, is it something the media does you know, as a, I don't even know, you know.
I mean, celebrities. You said so. He's a celebrity. Celebrities get divorced in this news. Celebrities sling crap at each other in this news. Celebrity twists their ankle in this news. He's a celebrity, exactly. You know, and to quote Ray from last year, a couple years ago, it's always going to be sexy. It's sexy because it's I don't know why, but it's what, you know, this is what prompts the new social, dictates social policy, I guess. You know, this is how they're doing it. You know, is it because he's a black man and this gives him an opportunity to, I wish I could fully answer the question, you know, but it's.
Well, you are fully answering it. There's no right and wrong. It's just opinion.
Yeah.
And that's what
yeah.
you're offering. So you are fully answering it. You know, I'm not asking you to satisfy, you know, anything beyond the scope of what I, you know, asked. Is that, you know, you do just what you're doing. Ray,
I mean, like for example, real quick, and then you can jump in the race. So he wore these shirts, White Lives Matter.
Right.
And I'm not going to get into this whole flip flop or whatever, but it's just interesting how. The supposedly the message is because we've worn so many white people's labels all these years. So the White Lives Matter logo on his shirt could have been reminding us that we've been wearing white people's names on our bodies for many years and will, you know, continue to do so. But anyway, you know, that's just this debate that goes back and forth. So, but it's definitely if you want to, it's interesting dialogue. But I hear what you're saying too, because it's not really news. It doesn't really affect me. You know, this is about this dude over there that's got money. You know, what does that have to do with me all the way here in Illinois and I'm paying high taxes and I want to know what the midterm election is, how that's going to affect my money and my family, you know, and our future, you know. So I hear you, though. I understand what you're saying and what you're asking.
Well, it does affect me, else I wouldn't even be talking about it, you know, so I can't pretend otherwise. And the ways that it affects me is beyond just him, because he can't do anything without the engine that supplies the juice that gets me stirred up regarding media reports anyway. I like a couple comments Ray made, you know, in regards to what we're talking about. If I'm Trump's people, then I like Ye. Thank you for spelling it out that way, Ray. Y-A-Y. I like Ye to line up with my ideals in hopes to scoop his followers that drink the same Kool-Aid. And like you said, you know, since Ye has a following, since he's popular among black folk, young black male folk, I'm assuming male first, but I imagine that, you know, I'm saying that because of you and your comment that you liked his music. I guess that can kind of influence or sway opinions. You know, if Ye is like formed, then, you know, who could be against him? And then Ray also says, so Trump backdoors media and pumps media where his team's tentacles can reach their media interconnections. Yeah. And boy, Ray is really cranking it up out there. So it's news when Trump asks the outlets to find certain things and airs it. Not only Trump, but those that tentacles reach the back channels to get it done. Yeah. Deion, and he mentions Deion Sanders on 60 Minutes uses his reach to get a feature on 60 Minutes, okay, as so many do. Yeah, so, okay. I guess between you and Ray, I'm just settling on the idea that it, not necessarily a conspiracy, but it's what sells. And I guess his comments, whether it's about, you know, destroying Jews, wearing White Lives Matter T-shirts, you know, or saying that the murderer of George Floyd really didn't murder him. I guess, you know, I guess that sells. And I guess, you know, like you said, man, maybe we're not giving this dude enough credit. Maybe he's a genius. You know what Don King said, there's no such thing as bad publicity. Yeah, so I'll yield.
But I'll yield to the wisdom of
my young brothers here.
But you know, but one thing that remains, I think, consistent.
That Adam Finney celebrity, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think that there is still some responsibility in how you do things. You know, I remember Charles Barkley was like, I'm not a role model and this and that and this mm-hmm. and that, you know. But, you know, it's I don't know. And if this is all just a game, you know, I don't like it. I just wanted to I don't like it. So I'm surprised you brought up the Yeezy Kanye story, man. Cool.
Ever since I got schooled on what's it, Dougie Fresh. Yeah, I know. I just be a teacher. You know, I decided, you know, to keep a watchful eye on these. I mean, you know, but we were talking about Kanye since his White House visit. I mean, it's not like, you know, and with Jim Brown, poor Jim Brown, you know. But anyway, yeah, so. You know, I'm not, you know, that far removed from current events, especially as it applies to the new brand of music mongers, you know, I don't, mongols, I'm sorry. Yeah, moguls. There we go. I'll get there sooner or later.
Yeah, right mongers, on. That's probably better.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if you're open for comment right now, because it's probably in regards to what we're talking about, but I see there's a hand up in the studio.
Area code 214. Yeah, you want to bring in the caller?
What? EP? You know, it's your call.
Area code 214-677. I'm going to open your mic here. Good evening. Thanks for calling in. Welcome to the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's up,
baby? I thought that might be you.
Sound like
what's
Jay.
Up, yeah.
I kind of touching on something that's my era, man, you know. So
both of y'all,
I have been hearing about, you know, how crazy, you know, my dude Ye was, and so I automatically started going with everybody else, like, oh, man, yeah, he crazy. Then I saw the first Drink Champs, and I realized that now Kanye is not crazy, man, a genius. He made good sense. But then I watched, he had the Netflix series, Genius, matter of fact.
Oh, the Genius.
That's what it's called,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. The Genius series.
And I watched that, and I realized something that my daddy told me. I think he told me. Somebody told me. I think it was him, and maybe it was multiple people. But they say it's a thin line between, you know, being a genius and being insane. And I come to realize that my dude, he plays hopscotch and jump rope with that line. So sometimes he might be on the genius side, and then other times, maybe haven't taken his medicine, maybe haven't had enough sleep. I don't know, but he jumps over into the insanity line. And I think that that it is our responsibility as a human race, not as just, you know, a black culture, but as a human race, to just to kind of keep Kanye in our prayers, as we want somebody to do for us if we were having, you know, a mental disorder at times. So that's kind of all I had to say. I have heard today. I heard they've been on Kanye neck like the officer was on George Floyd neck. They've been on him real tough today, and rightly so, because you have to be responsible for the things that are coming out of your mouth. But I do you know, pray that people would sympathize and empathize with mental health issues, because I can kind of tell that my dude, he's struggling a little bit, you know.
Well, okay, that doesn't quite do it for me, but all right, you know, we just need to remind everybody that the views expressed on our show are not necessarily our own. But
yes,
you know, but you know, in commentary to that, yeah, definitely, you know, everyone, my Christian ethics do require me to recognize the value and importance of prayer for all situations, you know, no exception. But that also includes my prayers that I discern sanity from insanity, and ask the questions of which one is being supported right now, you know, and I'm not so sure it's so much credit given to him as much given to, you know, Ray said, so I don't matter. I'm not sure what he means. I have a feeling I know, to me, it's a masterstroke that this would be even in the media, you know, that would stir the masses in ways of deflecting enough attention away from what's really going on, you know, and that's my concern, you know. Black folks tend to respond more quickly to what athletes and entertainers and anyone, any of those in the celebrity status have to say, as opposed to listening to the news or reading newspapers or listening to the radio. You know, we don't always seem to have time for that, but we always have time to lend an ear, you know, to what our black celebrities are saying. And, you know, and then what you said, Will, causes me even that much more concern. So we do that. Okay, cool. But then one of them turns around and says, but I'm nobody's role model. So all of this recognition, all of this adulation, all of this hero worship from the young directed toward Charles Barkley, then he's just going to turn his back on them like that. What kind of effect does that have on them? You know, so I don't know if a person gets to choose if they're a role model or now, or if they're if a role model or not, or if they're chosen to be a role model. I don't know if a person gets to choose celebrity status, or if that's bestowed upon them because of, you know, whatever they excite. But obviously, to me, it's obvious that celebrities tend to excite the black community on a whole much more so than politicians. You know, we kind of, you know, we follow our celebrities. I'm not too sure that we get dedicate that much energy to our politicians. You know, I think it's Jesus first, celebrity second, and then everybody else is tied for third. But, you know, again, that's just, you know, my humble opinion in regards to that. But, man, it's good to hear you on the show. It's good to see Ray in the chat room. It's good to see Cousin Adam in the chat room. You know, I mean, like, I don't know about you, Will, but it kind of it gets me stirred up, you know, when we get this kind of energy flowing, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get it stirred up. Right on.
Watching Bubble.
Did you
No, I didn't have anything else. Thank y'all. If y'all say something else, I will pop back in though.
Oh man, I know you got a little bit more.
No, so I would say this though. I would advise like people to watch the first Drink Champs. I think it was the Kanye, his first one. I don't think I'm not sure if he had more than two, but I watched the one before this, and it really changed my viewpoint, because I was just with everybody else, like, man, this man is crazy. you know. But then, like I said, when I watched the Genius one, I could tell that he probably needs to be on his meds at times, you know. But that Drink Champs before this one, and I haven't watched this one, but I watched the one before this one, and I'm assuming he was on his meds because, man, he didn't say nothing retarded on that first one, you know. So, so I know that he, you know, does have good sense if he is on his meds. And I got a call coming. I'm a part of a prayer line. Let me take the call and y'all take me out the queue and I'm gonna be listening in. So if I need to jump back on, I will.
Okay.
All right.
Amen. Thank you, Jay. Pastor, I see you got somebody else in the studio with their hands up. EP.
Same area code there, 214. Hey, good evening. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Beautiful family.
This is
good conversation. What's cool is, man, Cuzzo, like Will said it, semi said he didn't go into it further, I guess, whatever. But I wanted to. And it's Uncle, you were poking at, you know, hey, how in the hell, you know, how does this stuff become news? Well, how is it newsworthy?
Yeah.
Not necessarily why. How did it become newsworthy?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And Will was about to touch on it. He was like, man, it's the responsibility of these outlets.
Right.
Like, not that they should have a responsibility. It just falls on them. In my world, growing up or whatever, I didn't. Okay, I would like to have followed celebrity. I would like to have followed Michael Jackson or, you know, Michael Jordan. Yes. Did I follow him? Yes. But still held hostage to how much the media followed them for me to follow them.
Right.
I'm saying
it's nothing
like it's news and those that bend over and, you know, acquiesce to either the guys, whatever, whether they are lazy on their homework, research, it doesn't matter. For those that want to spew any news on whatever platform that they're in charge of, and if it gains momentum from the first media posting or whatever it's called, that's how that starts. I mean, doesn't matter if it's yay, Trump, whatever. It becomes news by the inner workings of all the media. We don't follow nothing. You can get that out your head. Like I don't choose find coverage using national broadcasting system to do my choices of things. I know nowadays it's a little different. Everybody got, you know, there's different platforms and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But it still falls on who is authorizing and or willing to present certain contents. And then again, it's in my book.
Yeah.
And that's where I lay with that, man. That's, you know, Ye can say what he wants, but, you know, if trees fall to the forest and, you know, doesn't make a sound. Yeah. Make news.
Nobody's
up, make sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Like,
Amen.
This ain't no new trick.
Yeah.
This ain't new at all.
Yeah. Farriah Chidea wrote a book back in the late 90s called Who Monitors the Media? You know, and she was a Pulitzer Prize winner from the Washington Post. So to me, that gives some degree of credibility to her credentials. You know, nobody just wakes up one day and wins a Pulitzer Prize, you know. But the question of the book, you know, presented to me interesting dialogue, you know, who monitors the media? That's a hell of a question if we really think about it. You know, I mean, like the media monitors itself, you know, and the driving force is the rating. So one media source watches another media source, you know, and it's very rare that they're not, you know, talking about the same thing. So obviously ratings, you know, it dictates, you know, the popularity of what people listen to and therefore are swayed by.
Yep.
However, you know, there's no one size fits all. And we're all influenced by something outside of ourselves that influences or dictates what our mental capacities respond to, you know, and for whatever the reason. And I guess that's open for debate as well. The issues of global politics tends not to reach black media outlets the way I think it should. But that's just me, you know, what do I know? So yeah, Ray, right on, man. Adam, I see Adam just gave a shout out to you, Ray. And I guess we can just identify different celebrities and ask how come this one isn't, you know, being like Adam mentioned Pete Davidson. That's the guy from Saturday Night Live, I guess. That's kind of how I know him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't know him
right.
from Dick's Hat Band, you know. And I guess he has influence within his corner. And I guess Kim, I'm not sure who Kim is.
Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
Oh. You know,
his wife, North Mother, Northwest.
Ye's wife. Okay, that's right. Yeah, thank you. I read something that somebody posted on Facebook not too long ago that the Kardashians are celebrating their 5th year or 10th year or something of being on the cable, you know, and he really takes pride in the fact that he has not seen one of those shows, and neither have I, you know. So, you know, I don't know, man. It absolutely flusters me. You know, I look at all. Have y'all ever noticed all the whole plethora of movies that are out there, like in Netflix or cinema or Fire Stick? Just I mean, any of those, all the movies that are out there. Yeah, I mean, have you ever looked at all of them? Just not watch the movies, but just notice how many are out there. You know, and that's. I'm only asking that because I look at all those movies, and the vast majority of them. I don't know what percent. I'll just say 80, you know, star a white cast. And these are folks that have all these opportunities to hone their skills, to sharpen their craft, you know, and this is how they start out. And then they, you know, hopefully their careers then lead to something bigger. I look at that 20%, you know, and they're all like vying for only whatever roles are made available to them, stereotyped, you know, actors of color. And it's just overwhelming to me to think what it would be like if Black Hollywood had that kind of impact and influence to just flood the market with all of the movies that are just flooded out there, movies we've never heard of, movies we have no interest in watching, but nevertheless, there's people who make them and get paid, people who perform in them and get paid, people who write them and get paid, you know, and people who develop their technical skills around these movies who get paid. And you know, what? So I guess it makes sense that black celebrities would have such an impact on the black audience because it's really, in comparison, you know, a limited outlet made available to us. And one of them is sports. Another one is the entertainment area, especially in regards to performers, singers. You know, am I missing any other one that really has a great influence on the black community? Okay, I can tell by the silence the answer must be no.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess it would make sense that, you know, we have to take whatever we get you know, and use whatever we get as that which inspires us to even think about whatever's being said. I like what, you know, what has been said tonight, you know, in regards to, you know, Ye's comments, whether he be on meds or not on meds, obviously has some influence to even get his name out there, you know, that he had, you know, two or three other shows and one called Genius. And I agree, you know, I mean, like, there are many Van Gogh, and Van Gogh, isn't that the guy cut off his ear? You know, he just got so impassioned with the struggles of his art that he just had to find an element of pain, you know, that could just push him over the edge of his creative, to the edge of his creative genius. So, you know, there's many, you know, who died of, you know, at young ages from, I'm talking about back in the early centuries, you know, like, you know, who died of different types of mental illnesses and, you know, drug affected behaviors, you know, at their young ages, but we're geniuses, you know. So, you know, I don't know what the diagnosis of genius is in regards to comments that I find strange, but, you know, more so troubling than strange. There's a lot of strange. Charles Barkley just the other night, you know, called Anthony Davis street clothes. That's a nickname he gave him. You know, that, you know, for most people it's like, wow, why he called him that? Because he spends most of his time on the bench in street clothes, always injured. So that's kind of hard to just come at a young brother like that. But, you know, Anthony Davis says his job is to get out there and perform. You know, Charles's job now is to get out there and talk about people who perform. So, you know, we get what we get, where we get it from, right? Wrong. Help me out here, y'all. Where am I on this, all this? Where, am I losing my mind here? Am I? Hey, do I need to take my meds?
I mean, maybe it might be all that rage you were spraying earlier. But, no, seriously, it seems like there's this need to provide this shock and awe in the media or whatever. You know, who monitors the media, right? Where is their responsibility? Because they could simply record an interview and edit out the interview. I mean, they do it all the time, and it still looks like it was live or whatever. But, again, they choose to provide us with what it is that we're engulfing and what they're constantly showing on every channel, whether in English or Spanish. And trust me, I watch them both and they're saying the same thing, you know. But this is what they're giving, you know, Trump, shock and all, Kanye, shock and all. They just, you know, instead of talking about athletes, they'll just talk shit about athletes. You know, I mean, I don't, you know, I don't really. And then with the media, they change the rules now. You know, they don't do what is the term? I don't even remember the term now. When they take back an article, is it a redactment? When they make a mistake and have to withdraw the article?
Yeah, they redact it. Yeah.
Redact it.
Yeah.
You know, you rarely see that anymore, you know.
Well,
I mean, just those type of things. Proof of sources and all that stuff.
I hear what you're saying. Anytime there's a redactment done or whatever the word is, you know, you have to know where to look to see it. They're not required to give the same amount of equal time to anything they take back as what they put out. All they're required to do is do it. You know, so they might have a column buried in the newspaper, but are people reading newspapers? As far as what's edited, you know, out of context, there are supposed to be rules that govern how that's done. But at the same time, many things are edited to fit what amount of time news outlets are providing for a certain clip to be aired and how much dialogue is going to be shared about it. Most of the talking heads in the hour that they have on air, they may have five or six interviews, but most of them are going to be about 2 or 3 minutes to get everybody in and just to touch upon the topic at hand. It's just enough to spur interest, but how quickly it spins out is my point. You know, that what's hot today is old news tomorrow, but the lingering effects are still there. Like this dude being sued for $250 million for what he said about this guy's knee not really being on George Floyd's neck. Whether he's crazy or not in making a comment like that, George Floyd's family just went through horrendous issues, you know, media exposure, the whole circus of events that they had to endure just to have somebody now say that the dude who was on trial on the media, on TV, evidence upon evidence showing all kind of angles and all kind of rebuttals to angles and then acceptance of angles and then a jury's verdict. You know, like it or not, that's how the system works here in this country. Blind or not, you know, what it favors or unfavors, that was the outcome. Then to have this guy just make this statement as if none of that mattered. You know, I don't know where the line of responsibility lies, but I don't think I can somehow equally put it in proportion by simply saying, well, it's his right to make these comments because, after all, he didn't take his meds today. You know, well, somebody needs to be held accountable for not even taking that in consideration before they even aired the interview. You know,
right.
So I just,
exactly.
You know.
That's,
but in the meantime, it's George Floyd's family, in this case, that pays the price, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Everything ain't a video. You know, everything ain't a game. There are some things that integrity matters. There are some things that, you know, quality of expression matters. There are some checkpoints that have to be allowed, else what the hell? You know, what the hell? Let's just go ahead and put Trump president again. Make Marjorie Taylor Greene his vice president. You know, be sure to give a seat in the cabinet to Herschel Walker. You know, and just let the inmates run it. You know, I mean, what the hell? You know, what difference does it really make? As long as we got our, you know, as long as we got NFL Live and NBA on TNT and Sunday afternoon football, man, well, you know, like, we good. You know, as long as our black athletes are getting paid millions and billions of dollars, you know, and have absolutely no comment to make about issues of social importance, hey, hell, let's have at it, you know. And all we need to do is question a person's, you know, not a person's sanity, but a person's clockwork in taking their meds on time. That's all we need to just be sure, you know, that's all we need to just question. You know, did you take your meds or not? Right on. That makes it all make sense, you know. I mean, you know, and regardless of all that, you know, be sure to pray about it. Yeah. Amen. Well, man, glad we had a chance to talk about OPEC tonight.
Yeah. Well, hey, how about that OPEC? Well, I guess we'll save it for next week.
Yeah, next week for sure, man. Great show tonight. I hear you, man. Street clothes. That just, when I heard it, it just cracked me up. Yeah, I, you know, I mean, I think that's funny. What do I know? Anyway, I just, you know. you know. Anyway, okay. So, Wilfredo, I guess I'll just step out the way. Adam? Good seeing your comments out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Ray, Jay Pastor, can't tell y'all how much your commentary means to us, whether it's on the chat line or whether it's live in the studio.
Every time.
Will, sorry I made a shambles out of your show tonight, man.
Our show.
You know what I mean, EP. You know what I mean, EP. Yeah. Amen.
This is cool. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Greenhouse Effects Radio Show. We offer an opportunity to exercise critical thinking. Offer an opportunity to explore thoughts and feelings. Oh, jeez. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
We're not going to do it
tonight.
You're
doing great,
so look,
man. You're doing great.
So, look, we're live every Monday and Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhouseeffect. We offer an opportunity to exercise critical thinking, experience a renewed self-awareness, and maybe a deeper connection with others and their experience, especially when we share interpretations and feelings. I'm Will. That's Bill over there.
Quick shout-out to our niece, cousin, Trinity, celebrating her 28th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Trinity. Trinity. Yeah. Happy birthday. Absolutely.
Right.
As always, we hope that everyone be blessed, be safe, and most importantly, be yourself. I read today, the privilege of a lifetime is to be who you are. So be yourself because everybody else is taken. As always, Dad,
you
as
know,
always.
Right before you go off, just real quick, I know, man, I'm pushing the outside of the envelope. It's 8 o'clock now. This last comment that Ray made in the chat room, you know, it's our fault. You said y'all, meaning me and you, that we live in this place. That's right. You know, when we live in this place, we got to go where the energy takes us, right? All right. Well, I'm shutting up.
Yeah.
Love you, man.
That's true. Love you too, man. Love you all. Thank you again. Always
Amen.
For your support. All right. Amen. Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen, and take care out there.
Amen.
I can't remember why I'm feeling this way. I guess I should be crying, but my heart just won't obey. If you say to be happy as I lie here on the rooftop in the rain, I say. Thank you.